Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, people, good morning.
Good morning.
Exclusive.
I'm so excited today. Yes. It's been an amazing year so far.
Yeah.
January, February, March, April, May, June, Glory. July, Glory. August, September, Glory. October, Glory. November. And now this is December. Glory. Is somebody excited?
Yeah.
Is somebody excited?
Yeah.
Somebody type grateful, 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 grateful. Hallelujah. You're welcome to communion. And I know that being the last one for the year, it's going to be an outstanding one for you. I know that God will bless you supernaturally today. And of course, it's Christmas season also. So it's okay to say Merry Christmas to you. Yeah, so it's the time to show love to people. So make sure you show love to everyone. And if you don't have anybody to show love to me, I beg. Eh? That's it. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So welcome to communion. And today, like we always do, our Bible reading is taken from Luke chapter 1, verse 30 to 32. Luke chapter 1, verse 30 to 32. And we go together. But the angel said to her, do not be afraid.
Do not be afraid.
Mary, you have found favor with God.
You have found favor with God.
You will conceive.
You will conceive.
And give birth to a son.
And give birth to a son.
And you are to call him Jesus.
And you are to call him Jesus.
We take that again.
Yes.
Luke 1, 30 to 32. But the angel said to her, do not be afraid, Mary.
Do not be afraid, Mary.
You have found favor with God.
You have found favor with God.
You will conceive.
You will conceive.
And give birth to a son.
And give birth to a son.
And you are to call him Jesus.
And you are to call him Jesus.
He will be great.
He will be great.
And will be called the Son of the Most High.
And will be called the Son of the Most High.
He will be great.
He will be great.
And he will be called the Son of the Most High.
And he will be called the Son of the Most High.
Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
With swaddling for robes and a star for a crown, gently the King is born, with shepherds for subjects and stars for a throne. Tonight the King is born. Born of innocence, born of love, God's love, a gift to hold.
Tonight the King is
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory be to God. Our Father, we thank you for the greatest gift of love. In Christ is the fullness, the consummation of your intercourse and interface with man. And as we reflect today on the significance of this gift, throw light on our darkness. Help us see this Christmas gift that keeps giving in His true light. Let the fullness have impact and effect on everything that is called our life. In Jesus' name, amen. I celebrate to you, man of God, and this great team. Merry Christmas, everybody. The best part of Christmas is where Jesus was born, for the simple reason that it holds a significance that keeps telling every count of our celebration. And what's the reason for that? God has all resources, yet He chose to identify with the meek of the earth. No wonder Jesus said, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth." Remember, Jesus was not born in a manger because Joseph and Mary didn't have money. The Bible says there was no space, no room found for Him. Now, before I go into the revelation of no room and no space, let me back up to Hebrews chapter 4 and also the wisdom of God in Romans chapter 10 that tells you that the Word of God must be relevant to our realities. Any teaching or message about Christ that is not relevant to your day-to-day reality is not about the Jesus of the Bible. The Bible says He's not unfeeling. He can be touched by the feelings of our infirmities. So He's concerned about our money. He's concerned about our relationships. So when we teach Christ at Christmas in such a highfalutin way that He's in the sky and is not relevant to our daily lives, that is not the Word of Christ. And when we also teach Christmas in such a way that you cannot see how it connects to your own rising into the things God has spoken concerning you, that's a challenge. So that's the sense in which I'm bringing this message of Christmas to you this time, on this turn. We need to go away from the typical story of the nativity to seeing how it's relative to you and I. And this is where it is. There was no room, no space found for Jesus. And that's a reality all of us can identify with today. There are many of you whose burdens, whose dreams, whose visions have no space to be born in the usual places. You're a fantastic singer. Christ Embassy is full. You're an amazing businessman. You want to do business in food. But there's already TFC, KFC, and all the FCs. And people are telling you the market is saturated. You want to get married and everybody's talking about how marriage is very difficult. They're giving you the tallies and the numbers and the ratio of how many marriages are falling and failed. You want to travel to school and everybody's telling you how there are no jobs. So our lives, especially in this part of the world, is a continual and continuous representation of no room and no space. But today I came to tell you that it's more important for the vision, the dream, the purpose, the call to be born than where it is born. And it is a mental figment that holds us down. We're very concerned about presentation because we want to blow very quickly. But Jesus started in a manger to let you know starting small is okay. So it doesn't matter where you live anymore. Jesus took away the whole concept of where and puts the light on what. What you have is more important than where it's born. I don't know who you are, the cameraman behind the camera. You don't need to be in front. What you have where you are is more important than where you are. You don't need to be in front like Tosin B. What you have where you are. They are the poor envied by the rich. And they are the weak who give nourishment to the strong. Hence, Paul says, we are poor, yet making many rich. That's the call that we have. Because guess what? We received all things fully at once, but we come into the experience of them in time. So it doesn't mean that when you are in the back places, you are not full. When you come to the front places is when your fullness is revealed. It's not when you received it. Praise God. So that's the real heart of Christmas, my friends. That a relevant and relative Christmas is the one that tells you that where the greatest gift of God, the God who has all power, the one who owns a cattle on a thousand hills, the one who can make the sun, the moon, and all the constellations come together and present Jesus dropping from the sky and make it so grand so that everybody must believe in him at once. Imagine if that's how Jesus came. Everybody would have believed. Imagine Mary's birth happened whilst we were watching a nice movie. She was just caught up in the sky and Jesus came out of her and he said, "Behold, the Son of God," like Thor. Some Marvel movie kind of thing. Nobody on earth would doubt it. We would all believe. But guess what he did? He hid it in a manger first. Secondly, he hid him in the swaddling cloths of a baby. And Jesus had to grow up like every child. So there were children who saw Jesus rolling tire. There were people who saw Jesus going to the toilet. So he couldn't suddenly grow up and tell them, "I'm the Messiah." They struggled with it. Maybe that's the reason your family doesn't know you are great. Maybe that's the reason your friends are familiar with you. But guess what? Cover the light with anything, it will shine out. It's only a matter of time. So this is the heart of Christmas, the light of Christmas I want you to see today. That for all that's available in God as resources to present Christ in the most compelling and convincing way, he chose the simplest way because of you and I, so that we can remember that. And remember, there's no situation or condition or location in which you find yourself that stands in the way of Christ in you. It's still the hope of glory. So I don't know what you're carrying. I don't know what you bear in your soul. I don't know what God has said to you will be born. I don't know what you are pregnant with. Every one of us is Mary. Yes, it's interesting that the gender of the church is female. I hope you know that. Yeah, Paul tells us that in Ephesians. He says, "I speak of the church and Christ as bridegroom and the bride." So the gender of the church is female, intentionally to let you know that we are all pregnant. Whatever our kind, whether man, male mankind or female mankind, we're all pregnant with something, with destiny, with purpose. But believe me, when there's no space found for you in that job, maybe you are supposed to create a job. When you are limited to an option you don't like, maybe that option is not as important as what you are going to birth. Let it out of you. Record that song. Start that business. Preach the gospel. Don't wait until you have tested in secret that you laid hands on the sick and they recovered. For your hand. Jesus bore the shame. Sometimes the best place to train is in the place where you'll be embarrassed. Let people see your zeal, your passion. And when you are willing to stake embarrassment for the honor of God, in time he will honor you openly. Praise God. Hallelujah. Openly. So that's the message. It's not my message, it's the word of God to let you know what you're carrying. It's more important it's born than where it's born. So I take this opportunity to speak in the name of Jesus over everyone listening. Merry Christmas. That's the prayer. Merry Christmas now means rejoice in what you have, not where you are. Don't wait until the condition is perfect. Birth it. Start it. And it's interesting that Christmas falls in our standard calendar, Gregorian calendar, in December. Maybe to let you know that the turn of a new year means that an opportunity for a fresh start. Don't be afraid. Let it out. Let it out. Start that ministry. Start that charity. Go around and feed the poor. Don't wait until you attain a certain mountain. Because the mountain of the Lord's house, his greatness in the last days, says it rises amongst the mountains. That means it grows. Start where you are. If God started where he found. You have no excuse to say you are waiting until a certain place or opportunity opens up. You are the limitation of yourself. Set your mind free from waiting on an opportunity. Start where you are. Deliver it where you are. God hides his best so that when it is revealed, its glory is protected. Start where you are. The grace of God cannot be stopped by your location. What you bear cannot be stopped by your condition. Start where you are. 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 May the Lord bless you. May the Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you. May he give you peace. May he cause your each day to be Christmas. A day of consistently birthing and birthing new things. May the fullness of you appear. And may you turn valleys, waste places into springs. You know that's the best part of the story? Now the manger became cool because Jesus was born there. We're not born in cool places. We make uncool places cool because of who we are. So it's who wears the fashion, not the fashion. That's how it becomes fashionable. Praise God. You are too glorious to be worried about where you are. There's a certain David Oyedepo that's made utter cool. Meanwhile, some of us are in VI and we're praying people see us. Hallelujah. So it's not where you are. Praise God. Hallelujah. You're anointed, people. Arise. Jesus is the word and the grace in you. He cannot be stopped. Wherever you deliver it, the world will come there. May your life be that stable. May your life be that manger. And may Jesus always be seen, born in you. And guess what? To that manger, wise men come. They bring gold. They bring frankincense. They bring myrrh. They bring myrrh. God bless you, sir. Merry Christmas.
Oh, come on, can you put your hands together for Pastor Tunsi?
I believe that this is actually what we need for this season, especially as we transit into the next year, which is 2023. You understand? So listening to something like this will awaken something in you to know that, you know, as you move into the year 2023, it's a year that you have to bring forth and birth everything that God has deposited inside of you. Yes, you understand? It's a time to rise up and, you know, move. Yes, you understand? Sir. Not just wait there and just say, okay, well, I'm disadvantaged. Nobody is disadvantaged. Yes, do you understand? So as we move into the year 2023, it's a time for you to rise and move. Help me turn to somebody, say, rise and move.
Rise and move.
And God bless you real good in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
Can you please help me celebrate Pastor Tosi Martins one more time? Thank you so much for coming, sir. All right, so being December, and it's a month of celebration, and then, you know, just time with jollof rice and then what have you. Okay, so we have a different dimension to this. We're going to go for our declaration right now. After the declaration, so we're just going to have a good time of, you know, praise and dancing and what have you. And we're going to do that with Pastor Tosi. Is that fine?
Yes!
Okay. So as we do, our declaration for the month of December is taken from Colossians 2, 3, 9 to 10. And we'll read together. I am complete in Christ.
I am complete in Christ.
And the fullness of God dwells in me.
And the fullness of God dwells in me.
All the treasure of wisdom.
All the treasures of wisdom.
And knowledge dwell in me.
And knowledge dwell in me.
Through Christ Jesus.
Through Christ Jesus.
We take that one more time. I am complete in Christ.
I am complete in Christ.
And the fullness of God dwells in me.
And the fullness of God dwells in me.
All the treasures of wisdom.
All the treasures of wisdom.
And the knowledge. And knowledge,
and knowledge
dwell in me,
dwell in me,
through Christ Jesus.
Through Christ Jesus.
Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah! Glory to God. So now it's time to celebrate and just, you know, party in the Holy Ghost. It's December, people. It's time to praise God. Over to you, Pastor Tosi. Aha.
Thank you, Jesus.
I think we can rise up. We can stand up.
Aha. Aha. 1, 2, 3.
A king is born this day in Bethlehem. Hallelujah.
Aha.
No crown is won, but angels worship him. Hallelujah.
Hey.
Almighty God, so makes so mild.
Hey.
Salvation comes through this holy child. A king is born. He is in the manger.
the January, the December. sọlele. Lórúkọ Jésù Kristi ìjọba. Ṣé la máa ṣọdún mọ́dún? Ṣé la máa ṣẹyọ mọ́yọ? Owó ọmọ àlàáfíà. Olúmọ jẹ́ tiwa. Olúmọ jẹ́ tiwa.
Olúmọ jẹ́ tiwa.
I'm
a
Jesus,
I'm a Jesus,
I'm a Jesus,
I'm a Jesus,
I'm a Jesus,
I'm a Jesus,
I'm a Jesus,
I'm a Jesus, I'm a Jesus, I'm a Jesus, I'm a Jesus, I'm a Jesus, I'm a Jesus, I'm a Jesus, I'm a Jesus, I'm a Jesus, I'm a Jesus, I'm a Jesus, I'm a Jesus, I'm a Jesus, I'm a Jesus, I'm a Jesus, I'm a Jesus, I'm a Jesus, I'm a Jesus, I'm a Jesus, I'm a Jesus, I'm a Jesus, I'm a Jesus, I'm a Jesus, I'm a Jesus, I'm a Jesus, I'm a Jesus, I'm a Jesus, I'm a Jesus, I'm a Jesus, I'm a Jesus, I
Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Happy New Year in advance.
Amen. God bless
you. See you in the year 2023.
Amen.
We love you.
We love you.
Make sure you share love. Oh, share love. God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless you. Thanks for joining.
So, Sophie. Bless you, sir.